Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies from directconversations.com. It's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
You used to be a crime reporter in Japan. Why?
You think because you're a foreigner, the roads are different?
Aye, aye,
cousin! You like busting my balls, huh?
It is the great joy of my life.
Giving up and going home is not an option. You know what I mean?
You know exactly what you mean.
It's called Tokyo Vice, a new HBO Max original series. And Tim Lammers, thanks to Bradshaw and Bryant, is here to tell us if it's worth it. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Jordana. Hey, Paul. This is Tim with Tokyo Vice, not Miami Vice, not like Don Johnson and Crockett and Tubbs, nothing like that. This is Ansel Elgort. Now, Jordana, I know you saw West Side Story. He's the lead guy in West Side Story, and he plays this reporter for a prominent Japanese newspaper in the late 1990s, early 2000s. It's the criminal underworld that he's covering. He's confronted by some very dangerous people with dire threats against him and his family. It seems that there are just certain avenues you don't go down as a reporter in Tokyo, and he's gone down that rabbit hole, and things get dangerous for him really fast. So, you know, it's probably a lot more hard-hitting than what you used to get on TV with Miami Vice. You know, this is some pretty serious business. Michael Mann directed it, of course, a terrific filmmaker who made Heat, one of the best crime thrillers of all time, as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of these stories, though. It slowly unfolds. It's 10 episodes. So you're going to get, you know, it might seem a little slow at times, but I think it's definitely worth the series that you should stick with.
Okay. Cool. Hey, we want to get to your thoughts about Gilbert Gottfried, so let's go ahead and tee up the next clip for review. This is an original Netflix movie called Metal Lords.
How do they do it? They suck. There's three chords and they still can't get it right.
Well, I guess we'll be seeing you at the Battle of the Bands then.
This is huge for us. This is our moment.
No doubt. No doubt.
Nothing personal, Emily. It's just you're not consistent with the image we're trying to project. And I say no Yokos.
That was inappropriate.
I completely agree.
I'm talking about you. No Yokos. Funny. Okay.
Well, yeah, this is called Metal Lords on Netflix. It's a story about a couple of lovable losers, a couple guys that are outcasts in high school. They figure they can be metal gods if they can win this Battle of the Bands contest. The only problem is it's a drummer and a guitarist, so they need a bass player. They find something really interesting. This woman, young lady, she plays cello, and she sounds really good playing music on, you know, rock metal music on the cello. But the guitarist is kind of a lunkhead, and he thinks, well, you can't, that's not our image. She's a girl, and, you know, this is a metal band. Well, eventually he comes to his senses, and you will not believe what you see as far as, I think it's a great approach to have a cello player in a metal band. I think you're going to look at metal differently after you see this movie.
Cool. I love music movies, so I think we can.
And it's funny, you know, it's a high school comedy. Language is a hard R language, so I can't even repeat the band's name. But the big star is Jaden Martell. He is in the It movies. You definitely know this kid. It's, you know, it's a fun, I won't say a family movie, but definitely teens, if you know, they'll take the strong language, but not for kids.
Okay. All right. Hey, Tim, what are your thoughts about the passing of Gilbert Gottfried? I mean, he was like in a different universe, and I know he was suffering from an illness for some time, but what can you tell us about his passing?
Well, I think, like a lot of people, I was shocked. I mean, I wasn't aware of this. Certainly, he wasn't, if he was public, it wasn't very public. You know, I was talking with Chris on the phone, and right then I clicked onto a picture I had seen after Louis Anderson and Bob Saget both passed. Gilbert had a picture with those two that he posted. Yes. It's just been a horrible year for, you know, some legendary stand-up comedians. And, you know, all of them in their, you know, mid to late 60s, you know, they're just way too young. But I heard Jordana talking. Yes, I loved Gilbert Gottfried, too. I'm sure some people got annoyed by the voice, but that was part of the appeal. And, you know, one thing that I texted to Chris was, you know, he's one of the very few people left who he wasn't afraid of offending anybody. I think those comedians are becoming a rare breed these days because, you know, the people are offended a lot easier and are taking the task and canceled or attempt to cancel them because of the things they say. Gilbert Gottfried actually lost a big contract with Affleck because of an insensitive joke. You know, so he, you know, became part of that cancel culture early on. But, yeah, it's a big loss. I mean, he was a very talented person. And honestly, every time he opened that, he spoke with that voice. I laughed. I mean, he was funny. Everything he did, he was funny.
Was that his real voice, by the way?
You know what? I've never heard him speak other than that. Now, look, I got some friends in radio that, you know, who interviewed him quite a bit. I would imagine that he was a little more tame off mic. But by all indications, I mean, everybody loved the guy. You know, they really did. I mean,
and that voice served him well, Paul. Like he was, you mentioned the Aflac duck. He was Iago, in Aladdin.
I don't want to seem disrespectful by trying to do his voice, but he was Iago the parrot in Aladdin. Mm-hmm. You know, and just so distinct. Yeah. That's the whole thing. He was so distinct.
I know. I'm going to miss him
67,
too.
Though. I mean, that's good too grief. Young. My definition of old age keeps going up. You know, 97. Now, that's old. But 67?
Yeah,
no, it's not old. But
70s is too young. 80s is too young. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just, apparently he lived with this for quite a while. And again, it was news to me. But it was, you know, allegedly, and I want to say that because I don't know the full story yet, but some people try to beat everybody else to the punch by announcing what he had. All I will say is that I know or read is that it was a heart condition. And, again, it's just so tragic. It's so tragic because these people have meant so much to us and have had such an important impact in our life. Well, you know, and entertaining us and just taking us away from the madness. And now another one of those voices is gone.
Tim Lammers, thank you for reflecting with us. We appreciate you, and we appreciated Gilbert Gottfried and all the years of comedy that he brought us.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.